Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM.
Hallelujah.
The word. You better buckle up. We got a program tonight that's going to blow your socks off.
Amen.
Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It should be right about 9:30 on your dial because it's 9:30 on our dial here in the palatial studios of Kalihi. You know, and you know Tuesday's a special day because Tuesday is Pastor James Bird Mahalona's day. You know, and it's so good to have him come all the way in from the west side, you know. Just great to have him come in to be with us today. And we want to thank you for that, Pastor James.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, we just want to give a big shout out.
Mark Benson. Thank you.
I want to thank Mark Benson for
Honolulu Ford.
All of his support, his prayers, and his support. And also his lovely bride, Mary.
Yes. Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
And also Danny. We've got Danny over there.
If you need an affordable car, please go see Mark Benson at Honolulu Ford. He'll set you up.
He'll set you up is right. You know, just want to, and also we want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters in the facilities.
Amen.
From Waiava to FDC. Halava, I know you had a powerful gym chapel this Saturday. Past Saturday, Pastor Bird and Pastor Luke Welch all the way over from the Windward side.
Yes. Amen.
And I heard I've got some surprises in the chapel waiting. They're going to be hanging on something. Hard work.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we want to think a big shout out to OCCC and also WCCC. Want to get out to see our sisters this week, hopefully on Thursday. So we've got things rolling. And to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, aloha to you too.
Amen.
But, you know, we just want to, we have a song that we wanted to play for everyone today.
Yes.
And the title of this song is called Resurrection. It's by Nicole Sponberg. And I just want you to just close your eyes. Just take a moment. Just chill out a little bit. Just relax and listen to the words of this song. Because I think, as this song says, everyone can use a resurrection. This is for each and every one of you.
Amen.
From us to you.
Aloha.
I'm at a loss for words. There's nothing to say. I sit in silence wondering what led me to this place. How did my heart become so lifeless and cold? Where did the passion go? When all my efforts seem like chasing the wind, I've used up all my strength and there's nothing left to give. I've lost the feeling and I'm numb to the core. I can't fake it anymore. Here I am at the end. I'm in need of resurrection. Only you can take this empty shell. Empty shell and breathe.
If you're listening to the words of that song, are you in need of resurrection? Mm. Someone can pick up those broken pieces and make you whole again. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
His name is Jesus. You know, when you just close your eyes and you be still and listen to the voice of God,
Amen.
God will talk to you, but you got to get away from the busyness and all the stuff that clutters your mind. It's in that silence time when you're there one-on-one, he's going to reach out to you.
Yes, Lord.
Open your heart. Open your ears. Open your mind. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight, Father God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you reach out. I know someone's life is going to be changed tonight. Not about anything that we do, but it's going to be about everything that you're going to do through us, Father God. Lord, just anoint this time. Anoint the brothers and sisters that have made the effort to take a chance and made a choice to change their life, Father God. Touch them tonight. Heal them tonight, Father God. For we know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's real as real can be. I want them to realize that tonight, Father God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise because you are worthy. In your precious name we say amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, Pastor Bird, I know you've had a powerful weekend in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, higher levels, higher devils, the hits keep coming. But we give God all the glory. And, you know,
hallelujah.
I just want to get right into the message that you have tonight because I know it's been brewing and stewing in you. And, you know, sometimes it's always better the next day because you got to sit, got to simmer, got to get those juices flowing, get all those flavors. And then it's time for whack 'em and crack 'em. Here we go.
Oh, Liliana.
There goes the stomach growling again in the name of Jesus. Hey, we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And Pastor Bird, once again, thank you for being here in the studio today because, you know, you come all the way every Tuesday. And we want to honor you because you come from Fishers of Men. Once again, thank you for coming in today, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bulla and Sister Lynette. It's an honor to be here tonight to just reach out and to send the message of God. And it was already predestined, Pastor Bulla.
Amen.
In everything, I think we talked before we even got on the air, how the storms in the natural and there's a storm in the supernatural that we fight.
Oh, hallelujah.
Daily
basis. Mm-hmm. You need, brothers and sisters, to put on your armor because
we
all going through some stuff. But I want to tell you something. God's word says in Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well doing, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. There's a lot of things that's been happening in a prison, outside the prison. This past Saturday, we was honored, and the opportunity was open. The memo went out that there was no, because of the storm, there was no religious services at OCCC, Halava, Wayava, and Lamaka. Everything was shut down. But this Saturday, the doors was an opportunity was open at Halava. That was God.
Amen.
Amen.
When man said no, Jesus said, come on into Halava.
Amen.
And, you know, we brought Pastor Luke with us, Welch, and we were blessed because it was already predestined. When you listen to the story of the testimony of how powerful God's word and how God had already opened the doors when it was supposed to be shut down, God made it possible. You see, nothing's impossible with Jesus. And the doors was open, and Pastor Luke came in, and we talked about, I heard Pastor Bulla and his wife talking about the storm last night, and it was all about the natural storm that came to Hawaii. If you guys was watching the news, when that hurricane went hit Big Island, the thing never come true. Went blow up.
Yep.
And when one went to the north and one went to the south,
Amen.
The thing just went disintegrate by why? The power of prayers.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
There's a lot of brothers and sisters out there was praying. You see some people grabbing their food, and when some people should be grabbing Jesus. We got to put Jesus first. Jesus. You see, God wants to see if you put in him first.
That's right.
Oh, I want to put the water first.
I want to
put the food, the propane first.
Right.
We got to put God first.
Amen. Jesus.
When we put Jesus first, then we can simmer the storms. You know, even the natural storms in your mind, my brothers and sisters, God can calm the storms in your mind when you get to the word and meditate day and night.
Amen.
The storms in your mind, in your life, starts to settle down.
Amen.
Because it is the word that gives you the knowledge and wisdom to overcome overcome the storms.
Thank you, Father.
We need the word, my brothers and sisters. It's the base foundation on what Jesus was teaching his disciples in Mark 4. He used parables of the things that he was saying, and one of them was the mustard seed.
Mm,
you see, all you need, my brothers and sisters, if you're a new Christian, all you got to need is a mustard seed to move your mountain.
That's right.
All you need is a mustard seed to shut down the eye of the storm.
Yes.
It is the way that God shows how powerful and mighty he is, that all you need is a seed that can move mountains and storms in your life.
Amen.
And I know that some of you, you got to hear the message tonight because a lot of us going through storms. This past Saturday, the doors was open, and before we even could get there, we had to fight demons on the way to Halawa. You see, the demons never let us go.
That's
because the demons never like have somebody been delivered, and somebody needs to be delivered tonight on this radio station and the airways. Somebody need to hear the message, because the same message was in Halawa is the same message and the storms that you're going through right now.
That's right.
My brothers and your sisters. You know, and when Jesus was talking about the parable of the seas, as things are going to move mountains, that was the teaching of Jesus before he took them over to the other side. And when Jesus had to give them, see, the Bible always got to teach you first, and then he going to teach you, and then he going to show you, and then you going to believe, and then he can make somebody out of you.
Amen.
It's hard to make something out of nothing when you have no foundation. The word is the foundation in your life, and the miracles and signs and wonders that follows after, you can identify the word, it match.
Yes.
What God says, you can do it. If God said you can cast out devils and you can shut the eye of the storm in life, then God's going to do it for you. It's not going to come through your wife.
That's
it's not going to be done by the pastor bird or pastor bird. It's going to be done by Jesus Christ. He's the one going to bring peace in your relationship with your wife. It's going to be him that bring the peace in the relationship with your husband and your children. It is only him you can trust. You cannot trust man. You can be trusting in Jesus. He has never failed us. He has never forsaken us, my brothers and sisters. So when we look at when you look at Mark, when Jesus used a parable, and then he had to teach them, and now he had to take them to the other side. Now, when Pastor Luke was bringing out the scenario, he was doing one skit that one of the guys that was lost and out there, and he was lost, and he was full with demons. And some of you, we are on drugs, and alcohol has been compounding that demon that is on top of you. And if you're not clean and sober, and you just move to listen to the message tonight, I'm talking specifically to you, my brother and my sister.
Amen.
You might be all high and all out and all down and out, and you needed the word
just
tonight. You came to the right place.
Amen.
Because God's going to bring your storm down. Your addiction is going to be broken in the name of
Jesus.
You see, when Jesus took his disciple to the other side, there was a man with legions on top of him.
Yes.
And you know, even now, before he got to over there, there was a storm rocking the boat.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And then the disciples said, Jesus, Jesus, what are you doing? Get up, Jesus.
That's
we're going
right.
to die.
Because he was sleeping.
You're going, what? Die? You guys crazy? You're not going to die.
What's the matter?
What's the matter with you guys? You guys cannot handle. You guys stay with Jesus.
Jesus,
you guys stay with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus had to show them something. He wouldn't speak to the storm.
That's
and
right.
even the storm had to obey the voice of the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Glory.
The wind and the rain.
The wind and the rain went cease.
And the ocean.
And the ocean was Malia.
Yeah.
Bring the kids out. Let them go swim. Malia the water.
Yes.
This is how powerful our Lord. So if you're going through some storms, and God needs to take you to us, even when you go to the other side, before you find peace, and Malia the water and the wind shall cease, you got to put your faith in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to pray for you later on tonight to seize that storm.
Yes.
Because every storm and every ocean got to bow
That's
down
right.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And come to obedience.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus,
power.
My brothers and sisters.
Power.
There is no name above any name but the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when Jesus brought the storms down and the people, the disciples, wow, my gosh, who is he? What manner of man is this to even the wind and the storms bow down to him? So when there was amazed of the power of the name of Jesus and the voice of Jesus, when he came to the other side, there was a man with legions on top of him. Legions mean like the Romans, they had like 6,000 demons on top of these guys.
Ooh, that's a lot of demons.
That's a lot of guys in one man.
Yes.
You see, the demons, you can't assume, but this is the story about the legions. When Jesus came up to that demon-possessed guy, it wasn't that guy that God was trying to get. It was the demons that was on top of you that Jesus had to cast out.
Right.
You see, the same voice that stopped the storms in your life, it's the same storm, the same demons that God's going to speak to get him out of your life.
Exactly, amen.
The spirit of depression and suicide. You see, this guy was yelling inside the graveyard, he was depressed, he was obsessed. Mm-hmm. You see, there's a lot of things that you might have went through that brought you to the point of depression and suicide, but
that's
it
right.
was Jesus tonight Jesus. That's going to bring deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Deliver.
He's going to break every stronghold, every perverted spirit that is upon
that's
you.
Right.
Every addiction is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when Jesus would speak to the demon, and the demon said, "Is it our time, Jesus?" You see, even them know the authority of the voice of Jesus.
They
was asking Jesus, "Do we have to go to, is it our time?" And Jesus said, "Oh, well, I don't know what to do with you guys." So they asked Jesus, "Can we go into the pigs? Nobody like the pigs. Can we go in there?" And so Jesus commanded them to leave. And when they left, they went into the pigs. And you know what? If you look at the scenario of what the pigs did when the devil went going inside of them, it ran off the cliff and committed suicide. My brothers and sisters, when the devil leave you, you're free indeed.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus cast out the devil, we don't know where he's going. He might go into your cat or your dog.
We don't know where he's going.
We
got to go somewhere.
So he got to go somewhere. But we got to cast him back to
where
he came from, the pits of hell.
Pits of hell.
We command that in the name of Jesus. So when the spirit has left you, my brothers and sisters, when God has cast down the storm or settled down the storms in your mind and in your life, remember that the word of God is powerful and sharp as a two-edged sword.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He said,
no matter what you're doing and you begin attack, you know, this past Saturday, my wife was getting ready, was going to go to Halava, and this guy came to the fence, and he was banging the fence and screaming. He had legions. And you know what? The storm and the word and the message all match in this season. We're all going into a season right now. And in the seasons of the storms, and the seasons of deliverance, and the seasons of peace is in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When we went to, before we got to Alava, this guy screaming at the fence, my wife, "Oh my gosh, this guy get devil." She run down with her holy oil and run up to the fence. Come out of him, you devil. Come out.
Come out of him.
And then the devil seen her, he wouldn't run, just like the pigs.
Like
you guys got to understand the word. In the natural and the supernatural,
Amen.
When my wife was trying to cast out the devil knew that she had power, that the devil wouldn't run.
Flee.
But the devil never asked for going to pigs. The devil took the guy away.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife went back into the house. She's praying. Mm-hmm. "Jesus, send the man back, please, Jesus. Send him back." So when Jesus, the key point is you got to pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Because what happened is when I came home and my wife told me, "Oh, this guy was over here." Okay, mom, settle down. Settle down. "Yeah, but oh, settle down." Then when we was unloading our the equipment, and then the guy came back.
Oh, he did.
The guy came back. So you got to understand, you got to pray because the job wasn't done.
Yeah.
So when the guy came back and my son was jumping on, "Oh, who is this guy? What's up, bro?" He wanted to lay some hands on the guy. Yeah. Wait, son, there's some demon on top of him. So I grabbed the guy, I was laying hands on him. He fell to the ground. And then when I had him on the ground, my wife came back. She said, "That's the guy. That's the guy." Her prayers was answered.
Hallelujah. Mm.
And when she came back to that demon that was on top of the guy, the legions, and my wife would look at the guy, and the guy came back because of my wife's prayer. Now, when the guy came back, when he looked at my wife, he said, "That's her. That's her. Oh, that's her. What are you talking about, my brother?" You see, that was the compassion my wife had for this man to cast out the devil. So when he came back, he would identify my wife. "This is the one that's going to cast out the devil." When my wife would lay hands on him, the devil left. He fell to the ground, and he was delivered. Then my wife said, "Come, you all right, man?" "Yeah, I'm okay." You see, he was in his right mind after the demon came off. He never knew where he was.
That's right.
He never knew where he is going. So when the devil was cast out, my wife picked him up and told him, "Come, man, we're going to take a shower." So she buried him inside the yard, all food sand, rolling around in the dirt and in the wilderness. Like an animal, Pastor Bolo. Like an animal. He came back. Wow. My wife would wash him up, and she would get one of my nice shirts. Mm. And I was saying that. I don't know why I'm saying that. But she would get one of my nice white shirts, and she would put them on a guy. It's like the prodigal son.
Prodigal son.
When he came back to the father's house, the father gave him a fat cow, a fat ring, and a nice robe.
Nice robe, slippers.
Slippers, everything. But I was styling when he left.
Styling and profiling.
But the message, my brothers and sisters, is this. With the scenario with Mark chapter 5 and 4, it was the storms and it was the pigs. Mm-hmm. It's real. The devil is real. The devil that took him and almost killed that man across the street when my wife was casting, he came back. The devil was released and cast out. When my wife, Paul, washed him up and gave him my white shirt,
mm-hmm.
she took him into the church and said the sinner's prayer. One more soul.
One more written name. That's right.
In the Lamb's Book of Life. If we had to stop the Halava That's ministry right. just to win the one soul.
That's right.
Praise Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise Jesus. And after we were done, I called up Pastor Shannon, our praise and worship leader. And Pastor Shannon, pray for us. We're casting out devils. If we don't make them to Halava, you run the service. Don't let the service stop. The thing must go on.
God has a purpose to open up the doors
when the doors were shut.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
So when I was cast that devil and we went to Halava, we met Pastor Luke, and his scenario was the same thing that had happened in the verses that happened in Halava and happened in a natural storm. That God, when everybody was speaking to the storm, in the natural, that storm would disintegrate.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
When you see storm, it goes right to the Philippines, right to Japan, right to Guam. It'll run everybody over. Not in Hawaii.
Not in Hawaii.
This is the second time. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Sisters, my brothers and sisters, you got to understand, there's power in prayer.
Amen.
There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you speak to the storm, it shall cease.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how big the storm. People is running and putting their bottle first. They're putting their flashlight first. We got to put Jesus first. Put Jesus first, and he will stop the storms in your life.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor, can I pray right now, please?
Yes, please.
My brothers and sisters, we thank God for the word tonight. We thank you for that natural storm. But Father God, we ask that tonight, Lord Jesus, there's some of them listening on the radio station right now. They're going through some storm financially, physically, and relationships, Father God. Lord, we pray that you would break every stronghold evil spirits and legions is trying to attach to them. That suicide spirit, you lying devil, loosen right now in the name of Jesus. And whatever we loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
Hallelujah.
And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Father, bind this devil. Cast him out of him and her in the name of Jesus. And to give them a new life and cast that evil spirit, that legion in the pigs and the dogs and the cats. Wherever you go in the name of Jesus. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
it is done in the name of Jesus.
You know, for those of you out there right now, you're wondering, you know, I did this and I did that. You know, God's going to take all things for the good, no matter what you did.
You
can never separate yourself from the love of God, no matter what you did, where you did, who you did, or when you did it. It's over. One and done.
Thank you, Father, for your grace.
You know, and just, you have to remember, society puts a label on you, but you got to remember the label that God has put on you. It's my son.
My son.
It's
my daughter.
If you remember that you are God's son or God's daughter, the King of Kings, that's the only thing you've got to remember. We don't expect you to read all 66 books of the Bible. Just know this, three words. God loves you.
Hallelujah.
You know, we want to thank Pastor Bert for coming out again all the way from the west side. But
hallelujah.
You know, if you guys want to drop a line, you know, our P.O. Box is Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii, and it's 96830. And we have our email account, and that's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And our website is Free Inside Ministry, or www.freeinsideministry.org. And, of course, for those of you still paddling in the wave of social media, we've got a wonderful Facebook page. A lot of inspirational photos. Keep up to date. And that's Free Inside Ministry on our Facebook page. And as we come to a close this evening, I just want to tell you the devil is real. And we're going to We had a dear brother, and he's with the Lord right now, Brother Kimo Picard.
Yes, my brother.
And we've ministered to him in the last 5 years, brother. And we just want to lift his family in prayer, if you could also.
Yes, sir.
We hope to be a part of his service.
He's
but
a good man of
He
Jesus.
Was a man of God, and he had a lot of trouble in his past, but we all have trouble.
That's
you know,
right.
We all have challenges. We all have issues. We all have things that we go through. And we administered to him. He was doing well, but the demons got a hold of him.
Amen.
But he's at the right-hand side of the throne with Jesus because he was a believer in Jesus, and he's a believer in Jesus Christ. And we just want to lift his family up through this time of sorrow and grief and just to let them know he is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the question I ask each and every one of you, are you going to go to heaven? Are you sure you're going to go to heaven? Just ask Jesus into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Claim him as your Lord and Savior, and your life will change for the better.
Choose
your future
heaven.
Is a lot better than your past.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Don't let your past define you. Let your past refine you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
My brothers and sisters, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out.
That's
don't think
right.
just because you're incarcerated, you're cut off. You're incarcerated so you can get closer to our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
You know, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in once again this evening. It's been a wonderful Tuesday evening. Look forward to you tomorrow night, Monday through Friday, 9:30, same place, same station. And I don't know where you'll be, but I know where we're going to be.
God bless
right
you
here
all.
Bringing you the love of Jesus. If you're tired of getting messed up, let's get blessed up.
Woo.
Tune in.
Yes.
We're going to lift you up and not put you down. We're going to encourage you, not discourage you. We love you, but God loves you more.
Amen.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.